Many times there's interruptions in our lives that God sovereignly ordains, and so to speak, God begins to come through our roof. And as he's coming through our roof, the temptation is to react in a way that does not honor God. I don't know, maybe they had just put on brand new Spanish tiles that week. I don't know. But I know this, that those guys said this in their hearts, we will at all costs get this guy to Jesus. Imagine what would happen in churches and in Christian believing homes all across the country today. If there were some men and women and children that said, you know what? My life's no longer my own. I've been bought with the most precious blood that's ever been shed, and that was shed on Calvary. And therefore, as my life is no longer my own, my schedule's no longer my own. And I'm willing to be interrupted when God comes along, and if he needs to come through my roof today so that someone can be lowered to the feet of Jesus, I say, bring it on. Take off the whole roof. Just don't leave a hole. Take off the whole roof. And so many times we get all bent out of shape. Our schedules get so dictated by what we have to do. I mentioned this before, but what continues to amaze me, it's astounding that you have a religion that will espouse to exterminate all people who are infidels. And yet in that religion, they will lay on a prayer mat and pray to a God who is dead. And yet we in the American church can't sit still for 45 minutes because lunch or the ball game is waiting around the corner. Is it any wonder what's going on in America today is going on in America today? We will reap what we sow. And when we put God second, all we're doing is storing up wrath for the day to come. Hey, this is John Couch with This Day Ministries. Thanks so much for tuning in to Strength for This Day. The psalmist writes in Psalm 61, 1 through 2, hear my cry, O God, attend to my prayer. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Oh, be encouraged, be challenged, and have God's strength for this day.